Get up with Ned and Josh on Hit 104.7.
It's been a new addition to the office that specifically involves me, and you've said you have some questions about it, and I'm willing and ready to talk to you about this issue you have.
Okay. Just to get everyone up to speed, we work in an office with a bunch of sales team.
Yeah.
Like a huge sales team. And probably once every 3 months, an email goes out from the receptionist, Sharon, here at work.
Yep.
And she says, hey, about to do a restock of business cards.
Business card restock.
Who wants them? And I always see that email and delete it because I'm like, why would I ever need a business card?
Yeah, for sure.
I don't need one. I thought everyone was on the same page with this, but I got into work this morning to see a nice little box with a stack of little business cards on top of it. So not only do you have, there's a box of them, but there's a little stack as well saying, Josh works at Hit 104.7, a ton of business cards.
Yeah, so I've got my own business cards.
And so I thought,
this is breakfast announcer, I got the phone number there, the email.
I thought I feel like the funniest part of the whole thing is the number on it because it's your work number, which I don't think I've ever seen you answer.
I'm not giving out my mobile number.
Why would you? That would be very silly.
But it's got my email on there, which is good.
I said to Maddie, hey, mate, you're the producer Maddie. Do you have business cards? And he said, no, why would I need business cards? Why would I ever need a business card?
Yep, understandable.
I said, yeah, I 100% agree. Why would I ever need business cards?
I don't think you do. That's 100% correct.
I don't. But Big Shot over here is sitting pretty going, you know what? I need to. Potentially, I'm having business meetings out and about, and I just need to go, you know what? I'm enjoying what we're talking about here. I've got to skedaddle off to another meeting. But please, contact me on my business card.
Have my people call your people.
Why do you think you need a business card?
The funniest thing about this is you've actually answered your own questions here the whole way through this, which is really amazing. Kind of the charming thing about your stupidity. Yeah. Like sometimes you just wander into your own answers.
Yeah.
You wouldn't do business. You wouldn't need business cards.
Me?
You specifically would never, ever, ever be in a situation where someone would try and talk to you about something important enough to require business cards. Me, on the other hand, I'm the one people come to when they want things to happen.
Really?
Yep, absolutely.
Name me something in the last 7 months that someone has come to you business-wise that you've gone, God, I just wish I had a business card.
Well, actually, that's funny that you've said name me something that someone's come to you for because right now I can actually put you in touch with the person who suggested that I get business cards. Rod, our boss, how are you this morning, mate?
Morning, boys.
How's it going?
Yeah, look, it's all right. It's unfortunate this has to play out on the air.
Oh, it's just because Ned wanted to have a complain a little bit. Can you explain to him just basically what happened? Thanks.
Look, when it came across my desk, I rubber stamped it straight away because Ned has extraordinary success on Tinder. And obviously, Saturday night dealings at the Moose, it's an area that Josh has been struggling in. So, obviously, these should help, we're hoping. And on the most serious note, you know, the person who's paid the most should get the business cards.
Wowee.
Wow, what?
Didn't expect that to be becoming public, but there we go.
How much do you get paid?
No, let's not go into that. Rod, I love that you've tried to do the little Tinder thing and make a little bit of a joke, but you literally said to me when this all came across your desk, you suggested I got business cards for the reason that you thought people would want to do business with me more than they'd want to do business with Ned. Was that correct?
No one knows a get-rich-quick scheme like Josh.
When it comes to dealings with the show, it was deemed that only one of us needed, this is how it was explained to me in the email, it was deemed that only one of us needed business cards and that it would be a smarter investment to get me the business cards.
Good. How many times have you had to hand out a business card when you've been buying games for the PlayStation?
Yeah, there we go.
It's got nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you very much, Boss Rod.
I tell you what I'm going to do straight after the show today. I'm going to go and I'm going to check that box and I'm going to count every single business card in there. And then I'm going to check back in 3 months' time and see how many business cards is left because I would put my entire wealth, which is around about $100, on the fact that you'll have the exact amount of business cards left.
Deary me, you just don't understand the business world,
mate.
Oh, my
God. What world are you living in?
The business world. I'm living in a world where I'm getting paid more than you.
How much do you get paid?
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. The best radio show featuring two guys named Ned and Josh. probably.
If you've been injured at work, act now. Visit mej.com.au.
Ned, we have a police officer in the studio.
That's right, we
do. Sergeant Steve Harris. This is the first time, at least in our tenure, that a gun's been in the room while we're doing the show.
Do you actually have... Oh, yeah, my... Yeah.
Alrighty. Steve, how's it going?
Very well. How are you?
Yeah, not too
very
bad. Well, thanks, Steve. Mate. But we are... In fact, you know, it is nice to have you in here, but we are having you in here for a very serious reason this morning. It is Missing Persons Week nationwide now. So you were just rattling off some stats for us. Nationwide, there's something like just over 2,000 people missing. And in the ACT, we got 14. Is that correct?
Yeah, long-term missing people. There are 2,600 across Australia and 14 long-term missing people.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay. So does that mean, ignorant me, does that mean we have a better chance of hopefully finding people in the ACT, or is it really just as hard as anywhere else?
It's just as hard as anywhere else because the numbers originate from where you were last seen. So.
Right, okay.
Right, okay, yeah. And so I'd imagine the objective of Missing Persons Week is to raise awareness if anyone does go missing in your life. There's a lot of like misconceptions and like myths about people going missing. Can you run us through what you should actually do if you think someone in your life has gone missing?
Yep. The first one is you don't have to wait 24 hours.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so they mean... I think the movies...
Yeah, it's one of those TV show myths.
Yeah, suggest it's 24 hours. But I suppose if you think about it, if a 5 or 6-year-old kid went missing, you wouldn't wait a day, would you?
So, no, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of the same. So you're saying it's essentially the same thing with an adult. Like if you've got maybe your girlfriend, your boyfriend, whatever, it was supposed to be home from work at this time, you have no reason to think they wouldn't be, it's time to get on the phone.
Yeah, I mean, use your experience and your knowledge of the closest people in your life will know the right time when their gut says...
This is weird. Yeah,
it's a bit weird. I shouldn't be reporting. Just give us a ring.
Yeah.
The quickest way to get into us is 131 444, or you can attend the police station.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But what you'll be reporting is why you're concerned. Obviously, if your girlfriend's taken off with the dog and she's got your car keys and you want to get back to your car, we're not going to help you.
Yeah.
But where there's a concern, then take one of those steps that I mentioned and get in contact with us. What we're concerned about is what concerns you, and then we get into descriptions and height, weight, hair colour, eye colour, physical things, any medical issues. Sometimes people who go missing have a medical issue, or there's a mental health problem, or telephone number, so we can try and ring them and do some other stuff, and even bank account details are helpful.
See, this might be too complicated of a question to answer quickly, but you know, I see, when you see a missing persons thing, you see people go on the TV and make direct pleas and stuff like that. What are the hopes if somebody's decided to disappear into the wind? How are the hopes of finding them? Because if I saw my mum on TV, that'd be it. I'd be like, no, I've got to come home.
Yep.
When you're in these situations and somebody's gone, no, I'm disappearing and I'm doing it, what are the chances of you guys finding them? How do you go about that?
Look, there's a number of things that we can do, and obviously we don't disclose a lot of our methodology.
Yeah, of course,
there's a lot that we can do to find people. But if you are missing or you've wanted to become estranged from your family, and there's no concerns for your welfare, and you're over 18 and you're fully compos mentis and sound mind, that's your right, that's your privilege as an adult.
Illegal.
Yeah.
Not illegal.
Yeah.
What we'd do is say, if you are one of those people, ring us or ring the police in your state or territory and let them or us know that you're safe.
Right.
And we'll then say to your family, they're safe and well. We've checked on them. We've sighted them. They don't want to become known, and that's heartbreaking and it's traumatizing.
Yeah.
But it's a fact of life. Sometimes people don't want to be found, and they don't want to have that ongoing relationship with their family.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
So the message there, if anybody's listening to this, it would be contact you guys. Let you know you're safe, and you'll tell the family, and then that's not going to be.
Yeah.
That is a heartbreaking bit of business. Mm. You're right. Steve, what can people do with Missing Persons Week in effect right now? You brought in a Rubik's Cube for us with missing persons on it and stuff. What are things people can do to raise the awareness? Are there websites they can check out to see people who might be in their vicinity that they should keep an eye out for? Yep. What's the go?
Look, go to the ACT Policing Facebook page or website, or the AFP. There's links to the National Persons Coordination Centre and all the local local groups for missing people, which are run by the state jurisdictions and territories. The key message from the police is if you know something about somebody who's missing, ring Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000.
Yep.
Let us know even if it's a trivial piece of information. Sometimes it's that little piece that's missing that might enable us to you know, solve that case and work out where that person is.
Yeah, Steve, thank you so much for coming into the studio this morning, mate, and giving us a little bit of bit more information. Hopefully we can raise a bit of awareness and maybe lead to some good outcomes here, mate. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer, mej.com.au.
Ned, right now we're taking calls on a very, very interesting topic, and that topic is dog costumes.
I went to Kmart yesterday. I realised that apparently they have put a lot of money into investing into dog costumes. Yeah. There's about 15 different varieties in there.
Good.
I thought, surely no one's buying these dog costumes, and if you are buying them for your dog doesn't like them.
Mm. Girl I was seeing late last year, her name's Bronte. She has a King Charles Cavalier, the cutest dog you've ever seen. I literally was agreeing with you. I thought, there's no way a dog actually enjoys getting dressed up in costumes. Yeah. This dog, when she brings out the costume box, literally runs around the room like he's going for a walk. Like, he's so excited.
Yeah.
Like, it's just because I think it's an activity. Like, he likes doing things with her.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know what, we get to do this together.
Yeah.
Me and Mum, we're doing costumes. He goes nuts for it.
That's
adorable. It's the cutest thing ever. And then he looks like a complete idiot in these costumes. And that's also adorable. 131060 is the number to call right now. We'd love to hear your stories. Do you have a dog? Does he like wearing costumes? Or is it just for you?
Do
we
you
want to hear some honesty this morning. We've got Lauren on the line from Flynn. Lauren, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad.
Great, thanks, Lauren.
First question, what's the breed of dog, just so we can start to visualise?
It's a blue Staffy.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, God,
Ned,
I love
Staffy. Ned loves Staffy so much.
Oh, Lauren.
Yeah.
I love
Ned
the Staffy.
Ned is now in love with your dog.
They're
before.
Just little barrels.
Yeah.
I love them.
Yeah. Okay, so what costumes do you have?
She's got a panda suit. She has pajamas, bandanas, bows, jackets.
This is adorable.
And now it's time for the all-important question, Lauren.
Yeah.
Is this for her or is it for you?
She loves it.
Like, really?
She's in my lab and I have to put her pajamas on every night.
That's so good. I love. What's her name, Lauren?
Storm.
Okay, right. Because here's the thing. I got really excited for a second.
Oh, yeah, you thought,
and
maybe.
I'm going to peel back the curtains of my life. I follow a Staffy who is a girl. Her name's Pepper on Instagram. And I've seen her in a panda costume and also in pajamas. And I got like giddy because
maybe you've met the owner
of
Pepper Staffy.
I actually got so
excited. Did you say she has an Instagram account?
Yeah, she does. And she's friends with Pepper.
If you, that's fantastic.
Tell me what it is immediately and I'm going to go follow it. I'm not even kidding.
Lauren, thank you very much. What is it?
Storm the Staffy.
Okay. There you go. I'm absolutely going to follow you.
Thank you very much for the call this morning,
how
Lauren.
How productive has this been?
Hey, Beck from Lions, how are you this morning?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Not too
great,
bad, thank
thanks,
you.
Beck.
And what's the breed of your dog?
The breed of my dog is a Burmese. She's actually a cat.
Oh, a Burmese cat. Very good.
Brilliant.
Cat costumes. We didn't even go into this territory.
The only cats I've ever had have been Burmese cats.
This is just people with pet connections to Ned.
Yeah, I know.
What costumes does the Burmese have, Beck?
She wears tutus. She wears a little turtleneck jumper.
The reason I'm laughing immediately because Burmese cats seem so serious all the time, and now I'm picturing one in a tutu. Is this for you or is it for her, Beck?
Oh, of course it's for me. She hates it.
This honesty is exactly what I was hoping for this morning, Mac. With the Kmart dog costumes, do they fit the cat or do you have to?
I get her a small, an extra small, and it fits her perfect.
That's amazing, Mac.
Yeah, you should take the cat one day to Kmart and go, look how much worse this could be.
I could buy all of these right now.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for the call, Mac. Sam from Queanbeyan, wrap this up for us. What breed of animal do you have?
Greyhounds, and there's an entire group of them that all get dressed up regularly.
Oh my! So will you have like a club where you go and dress up your greyhounds?
Well, it's a rehoming group called Greyhound Connections, and there just happens to be a whole lot of greyhounds that love getting dressed up, and they all won Best in Show recently at a preacher fair in their beautiful denim jacket.
What's the
wait, sorry.
That is fantastic. Were they bedazzled at all? Did you have any rhinestones on them or anything?
Yeah.
You idiot.
Like Disco Stew.
Why would they?
Why would you wear a denim jacket otherwise?
Yes. And quickly, just because this is already the best thing ever, what's a poocher fair? Is that like a convention or?
Let me blow your world.
Okay,
there is one day a year and it is just dog heaven everything. There are so many dogs. They're dressed up. They've got competitions. There's everything you can think of.
Yeah,
this is incredible.
Where does this magical event take place?
Sorry?
Where does this magical event take place?
Oh, it's in Canberra. It's at Exhibition Park. I think it was maybe 2 or 3 months ago.
Damn it. We've got to wait.
That's right. I can wait 10 months,
honestly. And I'm going to borrow a dog just so I don't look like a weirdo walking around with
no dog. 104.7's Ned and Josh. One is taller than the other. The shorter one doesn't want to be named. The taller one is Josh.
If you've been injured at work, act now. Visit mej.com.au.
My mate, who goes to uni, is just the most annoying friend I have at the moment. I love him to death, but at the moment, I could literally delete his number, delete Instagram, delete every connection point I have to this guy because he is currently in the middle of, it's not film school, it's uni, but he's making a movie. He's making like a student film.
Like a short film.
Exactly. And it's fine and good on him and all of that, but he is complaining to me day in, day out about how hard this is, about how hard it is to make this student film.
Yep.
Now, I'm somebody that has a full-time job where if I just decide to put in half the effort one day, I get into trouble. Or if he wants to do this student film really badly, just gets a low score, you know, like...
I mean, he doesn't get the job.
He's paying for, you know, obviously a lot to do this course, so he's really cheating himself.
Exactly.
But at the end of the day, he's cheating himself. If I don't want to come in one day and not put effort in, I could get fired.
Yeah, that's it. You'll lose your job.
The thing that I've always thought is it's hard to hear complaining from uni students when you have a full-time job. But at the same time, I recognize that some things with uni are just, I never went to uni, so it's brutal. Like exams, studying, the schedule where you've got to mix your social life with making sure you're ready to pass exams and stuff. Mm-hmm. I get all of that, assignments, everything. But this, as I said, is a student film. And the reason I'm actually saying that this is ridiculous that he's complaining is he's not even filming it. Like, he is not filming it yet.
Well, what's he doing? He's just,
he's
like, producing it.
He's brainstorming ideas for it. He doesn't have a script yet. So he's brainstorming ideas, and he's complaining about that part of the process, which should be the easiest part.
Yeah.
Let's try it right now, okay?
Yep.
Well, if you were going to make a movie that went for 15 minutes right now, pick a genre.
Action.
Action movie.
Yep,
there you go.
Done.
I see. I'd go like a zombie movie.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
Well, so, mate, you know, give me. Don't. Let's go a little bit deeper because I want to be able to send this MP3 to him. Okay. Let's go a little bit deeper. Main character. Well, just give me a quick profile.
He's a cop on the edge.
How's cop that? On the edge.
Yeah, he's like he plays by his own rules.
And
how
what's
about
he
that?
Battling?
Please
don't say a tower full of people holding hostages because then you're just describing Die Hard.
Yeah, actually, that is a good movie.
So here's my point. Okay, so maybe it's a little harder than I thought.
Yeah.
But I am sick of hearing about him brainstorming this. How hard can it be to come up with some ideas? Just pick things from every movie you've ever seen and bunch them together.
I literally have seen student films where I'm like, if you gave me a week, I could come up with a better plot to that easily.
Okay. Look, I'm going to send this to him basically just as a way to say, get your act together.
I was going
to
say, if you were thinking like, oh, God, this guy out of my life, it would be so much less stressful. You send him this, I don't think that'll be a problem anymore.
I think it's time for a bit of tough love. So I'm going to send him this and say, mate, just get a whiteboard set up. Sit down, write a few things up, and stop complaining to me about it.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh, the best radio show featuring two guys named Ned and Josh. Probably.
If you've been injured at work, act now. Visit mej.com.au.
Josh, it was pretty cold yesterday as well.
Jesus, yes, it was. Yes.
And I'm just going to catch everyone up really quickly in about 30 seconds. What happened is we play a game on Mondays called the Dare of Destiny. If you lose that game 5 times in a row, the other person gets to give you a dare that you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you say on the show a couple of weeks ago that you honestly removed yourself from your idea. Would you go to an Australian Ninja Warrior course for the day?
Yes.
There you go. I heard you say that you wanted to go to Australian Ninja Warrior course.
I was
course.
Suggesting that it would make a good theme park.
Exactly. And I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to grant Josh's wish like a genie, and you've been nothing but ungrateful.
I could not want to eat my words more. Yeah. An Australian Ninja Warrior course is not fun. It's incredibly hard to do. You have to be fit. It takes a lot of practice. I am sorry for what I said.
I sent you to Be Firm Ninja Warrior training course where they actually prepare the obstacles for Australian Ninja Warrior. Mm. They train people there. I was like, perfect. This is going to be the thing that Josh has been dreaming of for so long. I sent you down there yesterday and I thought, you know what, just to make it a little bit real for you because I know you love the show. If you fail, instead of falling into water below, I'm going to make you get into a muddy ice bath at the end.
Yeah,
it's already winter. Honestly, the ice was overkill. But I thought, you know what? I feel like this is something that Josh, deep down, he wants.
Have a bit of a listen to what happened yesterday, because this was not something I wanted.
Down here at the B-Firm Arena, here with my good friend Lee. How's it going, Lee?
Mate, very well. How are you going today?
I'm great. Actually, I'm a little bit cold, but other than that, I'm doing fine.
It is a little bit icy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Anyway, Josh, how are you doing?
Happy to be here in the BeFirm Arena, and I'm firmly against doing any of the things I have to do today.
All right, I'm just glad that we've got it on record.
Yeah, Matt!
Lee, what he's about to do, how hard would you say this obstacle is?
Oh, it's not that difficult once you get the routine down, Pat, but it's a dice. So yep. You've got to climb up, grab one side of the pole, push it over,
yep.
And keep rolling forward. So you need a little bit of upper body strength.
Yeah.
How are you going there?
Nah.
This should be great then. Oh my God, he's actually doing it.
Go with the dice. Nice and easy. That's three.
This is
Come
fantastic.
On.
I honestly didn't Come think on. You'd get this far.
I know. How about this?
Yeah, I know. This actually might be...
Come on.
Damn it.
Whoa.
We're there. Okay, so... Yeah, I did it. He hasn't come off like the idiot that I'd hoped.
All right, go to the next one. Don't touch the ground. Yeah! Yeah, grab the ring! Oh.
Well, there we go. Once again, no one could have predicted that one. Hey, Josh, remember when you said you wanted to do this? Do you still feel that same way?
God, I could kill you.
I don't think you could. I think this is the most physical activity you've ever done.
There is nothing more emasculating than being lifted up at 27 years old by... the strongest guy I've ever seen.
You are amazing. There we go.
And I think you'll find if you watch the replay of that, I handled that very well.
Yeah, it's more the noises I heard, like the. And then it was time for Josh to head to one of the most recognisable parts of Australian Ninja Warrior, the dreaded warped wall. Here we go, mate. He's going for it. Oh my God, will he do it? Will he do it? He's nearly done. Oh my God, he's done it! Has he done it? I don't think he's done it. He really hasn't done it. Boo! What a sad, sad day this is for sport.
So Josh, mate, failed. You failed everything.
Yeah, I really did.
As the deal stands, ice bath. Love you, mate.
I don't remember making that deal. No, I made that deal on your behalf.
All right.
So in you pop.
In you go.
All right, mate. Oh my God! Oh, you got me wet.
So cold.
Mm. And there it is. That was the little bit of...
I was very upset by that. I bought
honestly,
a new jumper.
Let me be clear. That was the abridged version. We're out there for like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And I've got to say, that water at the end, the ice bath, that was the coldest I've ever been in my life. Ever. I've visited the snow a few times. That was the coldest I've ever been.
Look, I bought a new jumper the day before and you got muddy water on it. So I'll be sending you a bill in the mail. I'm quite disappointed by that, to be honest.
You know why it was so hard for me?
Yeah.
So hard for me to do that course?
Yeah.
Because there is so much body weight at the moment for me to lift above my head.
I know.
But keep that in mind next time you want to insult me, all right, mate?
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
Ned.
Yeah.
$70 million went off the other night.
Yesterday.
Yesterday. The $35 million going to like a six-family syndicate.
Yep.
As a good on them.
Yeah.
They got to divide that up between six people.
Oh my
but then
God.
There's a winner out there of the other $35 million, it still hasn't come forward.
Exactly.
And in my opinion, they don't get the money anymore.
Yeah, how do you not know
if you
about
haven't
that?
Checked and you have a ticket for a $70 million lotto draw and you haven't claimed it yet, then that goes to all of us. Mm. We all get a share.
Look,
it's $25 million of us, what, we'd all get like a dollar something? That's
exactly.
Great.
That's the thing. Josh, $70 million yesterday. $80 million tomorrow.
Yes.
No, $80 million tonight, actually.
Tonight.
Yeah, sorry, tonight. It's Thursday. It's going to happen tonight. I was in Gungahlin yesterday and I thought, you know what? You can't win if you don't buy a ticket.
Got to be in it to win it.
I don't buy lotto tickets because I don't actually know how it works, really.
Last time we bought a lotto ticket was probably 2 years ago, and it was when last time it was up to like $70 million.
Exactly. I went in there, and I saw behind the counter of this specific news agency in Gungahlin, they had all these syndicates. And I was like, it really is a good idea to be in a syndicate because you buy a lot of tickets, potentially you win and you don't get as much, but you heighten your chances of winning by so much.
If you had to be in a syndicate, a lotto one's the one to be in.
Exactly.
Like a crime syndicate, which is, you don't want to be in that one.
That's not advised. I was in there and I was like, that's such a good idea. Bought my tickets, kind of figured it out. I just went to her, hey, I want the $80 million ticket. She was like, yeah, I know.
That's what everyone who looks confused in this shop has wanted for the last week.
So bought it and I started thinking to myself, good, syndicates, great idea. But I feel like there's something that I have come to the conclusion of overnight and I really need to clear it up with you. If I win $80 million... everyone's going to be looking at me going, he's going to hand some of that out.
Mm.
Especially you. I spend most of my day with you. I spend that people are aware of 3 hours in the morning. Obviously, we're in the same room. But then also, pretty much all of my day I spend with you.
Yeah, of course.
And people are going, his best friend. He's going to give him some money. I want to make sure everyone hears this, as well as you, right now. I don't intend to give you a cent of this money.
Okay.
And I'm sorry that you have to hear it like this. I'm sorry I'm being so blunt, but I don't want this to be confused in any kind of way. I'm sorry, but if I win $80 million, I'm keeping it all.
Yeah, no, look, and I think you probably thought, oh, this will be a comedic premise. Josh will get all angry and blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
Ha, 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 laughs on shoot. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
I would expect nothing less. And the reason I would expect nothing less is because you received what can only be described as an eye-watering amount of money with a tax return earlier in the year, and you have not given me a cent.
Yeah,
despite the fact that I helped you get into radio. Yeah. I technically am 10% of the reason you even have this job. I was entitled to 10% of that money.
And yet you will receive none because that is absolutely... Absolutely baloney.
Not expecting to receive it. So what I've actually done is come up with an idea to put us into a deathlock spiral to where you will share some of this money with me if you win the $80
million. Okay.
Tonight, I will also have a ticket for this draw. I will go buy it after the show.
Mm-hmm.
And if you stick to this selfish bullcrap principle of not sharing any of the money with me, then I also will give you nothing if I win $80
million. Mm.
But if we're both in this together and I win the $80 million, I will give you right now, here and now, I pledge $5 million of that $80 million will go straight to you as my best
friend.
$5 million of that will go straight to you. On the proviso that you also promise me that if you win the $80 million, $5 million goes to me. Here and now.
Okay.
And as you do with phone contracts on the phone, you've said it out loud. I have this recorded. This is a verbal contract.
I tell you what. Sure.
Done.
Because I feel like even if I lose, even if I had won, I'm not going to give you $5 million. But this essentially locks me into getting $5 million of yours if you win.
Yeah, but also you give me $5 million if you
win. Yeah, and I'm saying that now, but if I actually won $80 million tonight, I don't think I would do that. I think I'd skip the country.
Well, then it'll be up to me, I guess, if I give you $5 million, won't it?
Yeah, that, we are really in a stalemate right now.
I've outsmarted you. And I really think that should be celebrated. And a great way to celebrate that would be by giving me 10% of that tax return you got earlier in the year.
No, I'm going
to
be a rich idiot.
104.7's Ned and Josh. One is taller than the other. The shorter one doesn't want to be named. The taller one is Josh.
If you've been injured at work, act now. Visit mej.com.au.
Ned.
Yep.
We've made no secrets about this on the show. You and I don't have kids.
No, we don't.
We're both single, in fact. And I have plenty of friends that do have kids, though. And when they start to tell me what goes into paying for childcare, I start to weep.
Mm-hmm.
I don't cry. I just weep.
Mm. Like a child.
Tears well up in my eyes in pity for them and their bank accounts. Because childcare is incredibly expensive, as it should be. You want your kids looked after well, you've got to pay top dollar. But...
Yep.
The government helping out so people can go back to work is a very, very good thing.
And the government have been helping out, but a lot of families are realising that the amount that the government is giving them to help them along with it usually is not enough, particularly if you are under the threshold for making enough money.
Yep. So the childcare benefit and rebate has been replaced with the childcare subsidy, which is something parents are very excited about. It is confusing, though. People are unsure about how they're going to get to it and what they are entitled to, what they're not entitled to. And with that in mind, we have the area manager of the Affinity Education Group, Karen Pollard, on the line right now to clear this up. So if you're a little bit confused about it, even a tiny bit, hopefully Karen will have some answers for you right now. Good morning, Karen.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Very well, thank you.
Excited to see about the childcare package and the childcare subsidy, but it might be confusing to a few people. I've sort of read it. I had a look. I don't have kids, but if somebody out there at the moment's thinking, how's this good, how's this bad, what's the go in a nutshell?
Really important that you jump on the phone and give us a call at 1-800-CHILDCARE. We've got a team of experts that can individually work through each family situation and help them get the best benefit out of the package.
Fantastic.
And Karen, obviously it's a lot more complicated than I'm making it out to seem, but in a few dot points, what are the best things to come out of this package?
The removal of the cap. A lot of families have been in the past subjected to a $7,500 cap.
Mm.
Now, for the majority of families, that cap's been lifted. So over the next 12 months, they know on a weekly basis what their childcare fees are going to be without copping that hit at the end of the financial year.
Yeah, and how, Karen, will people be able to figure out, or how will they be able to access, sorry, what they're entitled to? Will that just update automatically, or is this going to be something that people need to look into to make sure they're actually getting it?
They really need to go onto the MyGov website and fill out the details according to their activity level. So how much they work, how much they volunteer, how much they study, all contributes to the amount of hours of childcare that they're entitled to.
Fantastic.
And I see throughout this package and throughout all the things that I've read, something that is called the stay and play dates. Could you run us through exactly what that is?
It's something that we've started doing in the ACT across our centres and our surrounding regional centres, is inviting our families who are on the wait list or are due to start in the next few months to actually bring their child in and stay with their child and experience what a day in childcare is like. So they'll have some morning tea, they'll be able to take part in a craft activity and then some facilitated play with our educators. So a real opportunity for a family to see what a day in childcare is really like.
This is also, this sounds incredibly appealing. Once again, I don't have kids, but I love a day in childcare where I just get to chill out for a bit, maybe paint some stuff. I think that sounds really good. So
I don't think you go to childcare.
No,
I don't think it's daycare for you.
I would love a day in childcare. Garrett, one last time, how can people get in touch with you if they want to find out more about all this stuff? Because it is obviously very multifaceted. Parents have a lot of questions. There is a hotline.
Absolutely. Jump on the phone, 1-800-CHILDCARE, and talk to our amazing team, and they can individually work out the best package for you.
When all's said and done, though, Karen, this is good news, isn't it?
It's fantastic news for our families. We've seen a really big uptake in families being able to access additional days of childcare across the fortnight.
Yeah, fantastic. It's brilliant.
Karen, well, thank you so much for having a chat to us, and we appreciate you clearing some stuff up for us and giving out the number for people to call with their questions.
Fabulous. Thanks so much, guys. Have a good day.
Karen, thank you
That's
so much
awesome,
for that.
Karen.
That
thank
was fantastic. You have a great day, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. One is taller than the other. The shorter one doesn't want to be named. The taller one is Josh.
If you've been injured at work, act now. Visit mej.com.au.